I know me. I know me. Truly I do. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capa, California, with a thought for today. I know me. I am the only one that can know me. I am the only one who lives inside of me. I am the only one that knows the delight of my life, the delight of my heart, the delight of all that I am. I am the only one. And because I am the only one, I am the only one that enjoys me, that delights in me, that thrills in me, that knows just who I am and knows it all the time. Do you know who you are? Do you know who you really are? Do you know the person who lives inside of your physical body, your mental body, your spiritual body? Do you like that person? Only you can know that person. Only I can know who I really am. And only I can know who I really am because only I care about who I really am. I live in this life, and the life that has with it an infinite number of dimensions. Really, an infinite number of dimensions. There are so many possibilities in this life, so many dimensions that I live on that are me. And I call them parallel universes, or I call them one universe, or I call them this life or that life, or I call them my previous lifetimes or born again. I do everything to try to indicate to myself that there is an immortality in me. There is an immortality in my life and in my world, and that immortality goes on and on and on and on and on. And as that immortality goes on, I feel a magic taking place in me. I feel a delight taking place. I talk to people around the world. I have the privilege of knowing people virtually on every continent. And as I do this, I have the privilege of sharing with them my belief. I have to do it oftentimes through a translator, through someone who's going to tell them my words. And do they really tell them my words, or does the translator tell them what they think my words are? How can I communicate with all the people in the world that I know and meet and see and talk to? How can I communicate and make sure that my communication is always who I really am and not merely who they think I am? Some people think I'm very wonderful and they exude that magic and the people fall in love with them and don't really get to know me. And some people think that I'm okay, but I need to be improved upon. And so they say things, they put words in my mouth, they put ideas in my mouth, and they let people think that I have said things that I did not say at all, and implications that I did not make at all. And that's okay, because only I know who I really am, and only I know where and how I expressed myself, and to whom I expressed myself, and wherein I expressed myself. Only I know me. And so as I express myself all over the world, all the people who see me, who feel my vibrations, who feel my unconditional love, know who I am too. And I tell them, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I mean it. I do not know anyone on the face of the earth. I don't know anyone in the universe whom I do not love. Everyone I love unconditionally. I love them unconditionally because because I love myself unconditionally. And so long as I love myself unconditionally, I love all the world unconditionally, and I feel happy about all the world, and I feel delighted about all the world, and I share with all the world just how wonderful it is. And as I share with the world how wonderful it is, what happens? Great and beautiful things happen. Great and beautiful things take place in the world, and it is a glorious and a fantastic experience. Now, how is it a glorious and fantastic experience? It is a glorious and fantastic experience because it is who I really am. Who I really am can never be denied because I live in the smile of my heart. I live in the joy of my heart. I live in the peace of my heart. I live in the goodness of my heart. And as I live in this goodness of my heart, everyone knows. Everyone knows exactly who I am. Why? Because I created everyone. Everyone knows where I'm going. Everyone knows what my purpose is. Why? Because I am the creator. Yes, I am the creator of everyone. And how great that is. As I am the creator of everyone, everyone is a delight for me. As I am a creator of everyone, everyone is in my world and is living in harmony and peace with me. As I create everyone, I see everyone living a life of absolute joy, of absolute bubbles, of absolute happiness, of absolute peace. And as I live this life, as I know this life, and as I am this life, that's all that I experience. Now, do I kid myself to make myself believe that this is so? Or is it really so? What evidence do I have that only I know who I really am? What evidence is it that I know that I'm a great and wonderful being, that I'm happy as can be, and all in my life is glorious? How do I know that? Because I look with my eyes and my heart at everyone in the world, and I call everyone beloved, and I mean it. Because everyone is a reflection of me. Everyone is my ideal being manifest in them. Everyone is me manifest. Everyone is the highest and best that I could dream for myself. Only I know who I really am, and I am good and very good. And you are good and very good. You are all my beloved. You are all my creation. You are all my ideals expressing. And I look at you and I say, very good, very good. For I am your creator in my heart. I am your creator in my life. I'm your creator in all that I am. And I look at you and I see you so marvelous, so beautiful, so fantastic, so glorious, so filled with peace. You come to me with questions, ideas, and statements at times that are enough to sink a battleship. But c'est la vie. I am untouched because I look beyond whatever illusion you might be experiencing. And I see the real you. I see who you really are. I see you as the ideal being. I see you as the ideal expression of all that is good in this entire world. I see you as the allness in the allness, even as I am. And together, we share this allness and this joy and this peace and this harmony. I don't need you in my world, and you don't need me in your world. All we do is express ourselves at its highest and best at all times, and as we express ourselves at the highest and best at all times, we are who we really are. As we are loving, we are love. As I am loving, I see everyone loving. Oh, I might push a button, as I so regularly do. And as I push these buttons, I know the real you can and will stand up. If for an instant you do not stand up, that's all right too. But I know that you will stand up. I know it is done. I know it is gloriously done. And I know that you are the only one in the world. And I am the only one in the world. And as I look at you, I see my perfection. I see your perfection. I see the perfection. And as I look at each one of my creation in my world, each being that I give evidence of existence in my consciousness in my world, as I look at each one, I see each one of you ideal, perfect, right now. I call myself a creator because I am a creator. For everything in my world I have created in my thought. And I'm a good creator, and I create every one of you very good, beautiful, even as I am. And I am so happy in this creation. I'm so delighted in this creation. I'm so fulfilled in this creation because it is the truth of who I am. And I am so thrilled with that. I am so pleased with that. As you join me in my joy and in my thrill and in my peace, you make me the happiest guy imaginable. And you can join me, and you can know the delight of my heart, even as I know the delight of your heart, because you are my life. I am your life. We are the allness. Know this, delight in this, thrill in this, be this, because it's true. I love you. I love you. I love you.